Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, if you're tuning in on video, you're going to notice I've got a beautiful cast of characters with me. There's some wonderful folks. They're part of the CACS community, and I'm going to introduce who they are in just a minute. But I always have to start with, thank you so much for listening to last week's episode. I appreciate your likes, your comments, your shares, and reviews. We are getting close to episode number 500, which is crazy. So I'm brainstorming in the background about what to do. I'm thinking about something crazy like a live podcast with an audience, but then I got to figure out who wants to show up for a live podcast audience. But we'll work through all that. I don't know what the topic will be, but some of you have hung in there for over 5 years, which is amazing. But why do I have this beautiful cast of characters with me today? I have the beautiful privilege of leading a group called CACS, and they are a group of faith-based creatives. So in this room right now, we have authors, we have illustrators, we have editors, we have poets. We've got just, if you imagine an area of creativity and people expressing their faith, this is in this room. And we meet every single Thursday around 11 a.m. Eastern time. We get on a little bit early and kind of joke around and share things. But we get together every single week. And in that get together, typically I or a guest or someone from here will offer a presentation on how to market your book, or editing tips, tools that have just popped up that are going to help us express our faith and our creativity. Really, we've covered a myriad of topics. And then whenever someone has a brand new release or a book, quite often they come on and we'll share the process and the inspiration. And it's a wonderful group that's been going now, I don't know, guys, 4 years maybe. Started by a wonderful man named Tom Blubaugh, who has passed, and he is the one who originally brought us together, and I was just very fortunate to partner with him, and when he passed, I got the privilege of taking over this group. And so we meet every Thursday, really for a mastermind, 11 a.m. Eastern, but then we also have a private Facebook group, and in that group, we share tips, we boost and help market each other's content. It's just an incredibly encouraging community. And we cross the world. We really do. This group goes across the world, and just privileged to be here. So before I hop in, everybody give us a good wave. Everyone say hey to the beautiful internet world. And really what I'm doing is I'm bringing them in because I want you guys to know them. I want you guys to know this opportunity is here. You might be interested in starting a book. You might have published one and you're like, you know what? I'd like to market it better. You might be looking for resources like an editor or an illustrator, or you might just want to get together with folks who have a sense of creativity or a sense of wanting to express their faith. And this is what that group is. And so I'm very privileged to get together and lead this group every week. Nancy in the corner, at least she's in the corner here, helps make sure we get together every week and reminds me like, hey, Gordon, have you come up with anything to talk about? And I'm like, yeah, I got something. And everyone is very, very gracious to me. But we have a world of experience in here. And so I've been fortunate. I came in here right after my years as a full-time pastor came to an end, and then just got to know everyone here. So guys, thanks so much here. Here's what I'd like to do. What I'd like to talk about today, this is going to be the topic of the podcast. It's going to be the topic of our mastermind today. But I want to talk about the three commitments that are necessary when we are going to express our faith in a creative way. Now, you could take these three commitments and you could apply them in any way. But I know everyone here is a Christian and they want to express their faith and their creativity. But I want to offer three commitments that are necessary. So if you're watching or listening to the show and this is not your faith experience, I think you can take something away from it. But this group is committed to that. And I want to offer three commitments if you want to express your creativity in such a way that you're going to ask the world to purchase it. If you're going to ask the world to consume it, download my free book, buy my book, purchase my services as a copywriter, purchase my services as an illustrator, I think you've got to have three commitments to get that into the world and to grow it. And so that's where we're going to go. That'll be technically the topic of the podcast, everybody, is the three commitments necessary to ask the world to consume your content in some way. So here we go. Here's the first one. You've got to be committed to your calling. Now, calling is faith-based language. It's very specific language in the Christian faith. But I think there's a lot of people who live with a calling in mind. They might even call it a destiny. They might even call it their purpose. Very popular today is their why. But I think if you're going to create anything and you're going to put it out in the world and say, I'd like for you to consume it, buy it, interact with it, or download it, you have to be committed to that calling. You've got to say, okay, this is something I have to do. It's something I'm equipped to do. I'm gifted to do. And with that, it enables me to create this thing. Now, here's why. If you live with a higher purpose calling, this is something I've just got to do. Doing it then becomes an issue of integrity, right? If you believe this is something I've been called to do, not doing it is falling out of integrity with yourself and with God. Like, actually, in my business, I believe that I have been called to help people capitalize on what they do best to grow their revenue. So I believe that my calling is to help people find out what it is that they've been gifted with and then help the world discover that thing. And so when I wake up in the day and I'm like, what am I going to do today? I'm like, I remind myself, I'm called to help people discover and let people know what that thing is they're particularly gifted with. And so not doing that would be out of integrity. Now, of course, attached to that is I take care of my family with that. This is my business. This is how do we eat. And there's an integrity attached to that. But the things I do in my business, I feel 100% called to do. Now, for me personally, if I'm going to leave full-time ministry and I'm going to go to do this, it better be to a calling or I'm running away from something. The expression I always told folks is I'm not leaving something. I'm going to something. And when you are living out your faith, in what you're doing, whether you're an author, an illustrator, copywriter, poet, nonfiction, sci-fi, musician, doing it out of a sense of a calling means that you're living out integrity. And if you don't do it, then all of a sudden you're out of integrity. So show of hands, how many of you ever said, I've got to get back to my book? I've got to get back to market. Why would you do that if it's just a hobby? This is not learning how to jump rope, which is, by the way, something I had to learn how to do this year. Don't laugh. I didn't know how to jump rope until I turned 52. We'll talk about that another day. So that's not a big deal. I can skip that, but I did learn. When you say, I got to get back to my book, or I've got to get back to my illustration, there's an inward sense of that. There's something pushing you forward. Well, that's a call. And you believe, like, I'm living in integrity when I'm working on this. Now, nothing attached to that is results, numbers, dollar sign. It's the thing. And that's when you know you have an inward drive and call. And I bet for each and every one of you, that calling has been affirmed by someone else. Someone has said, I see that gift in you. I see it. That, you'll get chill bumps when you start thinking like that. You're like, wait a minute. Someone sees the thing that I believe I have to do. And so, listen, not trying to make anyone feel guilty. We get those, right? Like, oh, I haven't done it today. Well, you know what? All you have to do is do it today. That's it. I love day ones. I treat every day like day one. It's okay. But if you want to persevere in a creative expression of your faith, you've got to be committed to that calling. I'm going to do that. I should do this. I'm called to do this. I'm gifted to do this. And then you get to go, I'm privileged to do this. And when you get to that privileged point, all of a sudden you're doing it out of joy. It's just joy to do it. It's always painful. We all know the creative process is painful. Every single one of us knows it's painful. Especially when you're like, I don't have that creativity today. I don't have that mojo today. I don't have that inspiration today. We know it can be painful. But if you want to be successful, and I'm going to define success as being faithful to your calling. And so on those days, you're like, I got to get back to it. Just remind yourself, I'm privileged. I'm called to do this. You let the results, those aren't your responsibility right now. We're not going to talk about that yet. But today, if you want to share your faith in this. And guys, if you're watching or listening to the podcast today, And that's not your faith expression. We would respect that. But I bet many of you live with that same calling because you have a gifting and you want to benefit the world from it today. But we would love for each and every one of you to be a part of the CACS group because these are the kind of things that we try to live out. So one, you've got to be committed to the calling. Number two, and you guys know where I'm going to go with this, and this is where you're going to shake your head at me. You've got to be committed to promote it.
Amen.
Because no one knows that you're alive outside your mom and your dad and your family and your friends. And they're going to buy your book. Maybe. I hope so. But you've got to be committed to letting people know what you have created. And you know what? When you know that it's a calling, you don't have to feel guilty about telling people about it. You don't. There's no guilt whatsoever. Like, I'm committed to doing it. You might say, well, I feel guilty charging people for it. No. The worker is worth the wages. You go work an hour, you get paid for an hour. You go put in the hours. There's nothing wrong whatsoever putting up on Amazon and saying this book is $12.99. There's nothing wrong with that. I think most everybody in this group has given or created something for free at some point in time. And I encourage that. We should be creating things in some ways that we're benefiting others. But there's a lot of hours. There's money invested in copywriting and illustrating and covers and the other things that go with it. And then you've got to be committed to promoting it because no one knows that you're out there. Our biggest problem is anonymity. No one knows us. So we've got to let people. Now, we're not wearing people out. We're not every day on Facebook going buy, because what happens when you do that? People go buy, and they don't follow you anymore. So you've got to space it out. You got to let people know who you are and why they should be interested in you. So I'm going to give you the four things you got to do. We're going to make this some practical today. If you're committed to promote your services, here are the four things you've got to do. Four things. Are you guys ready? Number one, you can do what you've been doing and you're going to get what you get. That's number one. So you can just do what you've been doing. And when you do that, you go, I think people love me so much, they're in line to give me money. And none of us do that with anybody, by the way. The only time we do that is at the coffee shop. But for the most part, you can do what you're doing and get what you get. That's number one. Two, you can be a self-learner. You can read the books. You can watch the YouTube. You can go out on your own and learn how to promote, which I think all of us to some extent are in here. And I would encourage us all to be that way. Like, we've got to constantly be a self-learner. So you can do what you do and get what you get, or you can be a self-learner. Number three, you can pay for coaching. You can pay for coaching. Like, someone help me, someone who knows how to do that. Teach me what to do. Teach me when many of us have paid for classes. We've paid for piano. We paid for guitar. We've gone to school. But at some point in time, you tell a teacher, hey, I want to purchase your knowledge. And I don't have the 20 years it took for you to learn it. So I'm just going to pay you to give it to me. That's what we do with coaching. We purchase someone's years and their knowledge. And then four, well, you can pay someone to do it for you. You can say, I'm going to hire a marketing company and just let them do it for me. Those are four options. If you're committed to promote, four options. One, you can do what you've been doing and get what you get. Two, you become a self-learner. Like, I'm going to go learn how to do YouTube. I'm going to watch YouTube videos on YouTube, or I'm going to read a book on YouTube. Three, you can pay for a coach. Hey, teach me what to do. Or four, you can pay someone to do it. All that comes down to your finances and your time and your commitment. Whichever one of those. So if you want to be committed to promote, you're going to fall in that spectrum. And that's usually where we are in the spectrum somewhere. So if you are going to put a product out there and you want people to know about it, you got to be committed to your calling. You got to be committed to promote it. And then three, you got to be committed to persevere. You got to be committed to persevere. Another way of saying that is assume it's going to be hard. Assume it's going to be hard. So recently, I don't know how many of you guys follow pop culture news, but there was a movie that came out called The Flash. Anybody see this movie? I'm the only pop culture junkie in the room. Do we know who The Flash is? Anybody? The comic book? He's really fast. Anybody? So he's like he's a much lesser in the Batman universe. Okay. And so so this movie cost, I think, $240 million to make. And then it was a bunch of controversy around the actor. He personally got into trouble. And then they put all the promotional money into it, marketing. Like, this movie, if you care about movies or if you're a superhero movie junkie, then it's everywhere. So in the world of financial failures, this is it. I mean, it bombed. Worldwide gross was like $150 million, which is a lot of money. But when your movie costs nearly $250 million before marketing, you're not going to make money. It just came out on HBO Max this week for free. Lowest rated superhero movie on HBO Max. Like, people didn't even watch it for free. I did, because I'm a pop culture comic book junkie. And it's okay. Anyway, guys, they put all the money in it. They did, forgive the expression, all the things. The actors showed up at the red carpet. You know, they made great trailers. I mean, they did all the stuff. And they're going to wind up losing somewhere around $250 million on this movie. That's so painful to think that somewhere someone lost any on $250 million. And so, again, I didn't go see it in the theater. And I'm your target audience. I'm like, I'm going to wait till it comes out on HBO Max. And so when your target audience doesn't want to go see it, you're like, this may not go well, right? Now, why do I tell you a story about The Flash? There's tons of stories about movies that have bombed, right? There's tons of stories about TV shows that had all the promotion. And it's true for books. It's true for any manner of consumption. Some things are entertainment. Some things are educational. You've got to be committed to persevere. I'm not telling you that your product or service or creation is going to bomb. It's not what I'm telling you. But I'm telling you, you got to be committed to the pain, committed to the day-to-day promotion and strategy of letting people know. Again, we're not wearing people out with the buy, buy, buy. It's not what we're doing. But we've got to be creative. We've got to commit some way to let people know that this thing that we're called to do exist in the world. And typically, whatever your product is, I would say it's got to have a life cycle of a year, at least a year, and then keep going, and then keep going. But if you've got this calling, I've got this thing, you know, I was listening to a book the other day, and on how to grow gym memberships. Like, what in the world, Gordon? But if there's a book on how to sell and market, I'm going to listen. So I listened to the gym membership expert, the guy who sold more memberships to gym than anyone else. And he got started doing flyers on windshields. Anybody ever gone out to the car and there's flyer in the windshield and we get really mad and we ball them up and we try not to litter? Well, the first time he did it, he put pieces of paper on 500 cars. And you would think that's a lot. And he got zero responses. So he went and asked the guy who told him to do this. And he's like, listen, I put out 500 and I got none. And that guy said, well, talk to me when you've done 5,000 and let me know what your sample size is. We did 5,000 and he got 3. And he's like, well, okay, I got it. Every 5,000, I get 3 memberships. The value of a membership is $79 a month times 12, you know, so somewhere around that $900, I'm going to get $2,700. Every time I do 5,000, I get $2,700. So it made sense to him, right? It's like cold calling. Like, oh, you know, and we just hang up on folks. I know, but usually you get 3 responses for about every 100 cold calls. For us, we've got to approach it the same way. We just got to continue to promote and let people know the value of the thing that we're called to do and persevere. And when we do that, we find our audience, no matter how big or small that audience may be. But we've all been tempted to publish a book. 2 weeks in, we've sold 75 copies and we're incredibly discouraged. And I get it. I promise you, I get it. I've done it. But man, 2 weeks is such a small amount of time. Such a small amount of time. So guys, let me wrap this up here. A couple of things. I want you to be committed to your calling. I want you to be committed to your gifting. I want you to be committed that you have been gifted to produce a certain thing for the world. And that means all the way to completion. Living in integrity by producing this thing that you've been gifted to do. I want you to be committed to promote it. And you can either do what you do, you can learn how to do it, you can get a coach to do it, or you can pay someone to do it. Be committed to marketing in some way. And then you got to be committed to persevere. You got to be committed to go through the pain. Because in that, you will find your audience. There's no such things as one-hit wonders. There really is not, guys. Usually the overnight success is about 10 years in the making. And so for some of us, that might be the third book or the second course or the second promotional wave of the first book. But I want you to be committed to it. So guys, everyone, wonderful to see you here. Wonderful to see the CACS community. For everyone who's listening on the podcast, I want to say thank you. I hope you enjoy these 3 points. I think you can take them away no matter where you are in your entrepreneur journey. And if anyone is interested in just joining us one Thursday for the mastermind, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok. You'll find me. Just look for Gordon Duncan. You'll find me there. We'd love for you to come join us one Thursday. We're a great community. So everybody give us a wave bye. I appreciate you being here. And guys, I look forward to talking to you again next week, and we'll see you then. Thanks so much.